One thing is true is the initial reports, which are always the initial reports, I will remind you, like they were at Fort Hood, like they were at the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter, like they have been, you know, the Little Rock, Arkansas shooter. All of these are jihad attacks. And on, Omar Mateen in Orlando. The first response from our government is they're mentally ill, or as in this case, Paddock had psychological issues. And then immediately, the FBI said, no connection to international terrorism. I mean, how in the world do you put that out several hours? I mean, nobody investigates that. That you cannot know that unless you're just going to, you're leaving yourself a room later to say, unless he's known to the FBI. Now, if he was known to the FBI and they knew he was involved in other criminal activity, but it wasn't that, well, that would be a different story. But there's been no evidence of that, or certainly no reporting of that. But this is the problem. We immediately knee-jerk, he has mental issues, and it's not terrorism. That's exactly what they said in the Fort Hood shooting before the FBI even arrived at Fort Hood, Texas. Mm-hmm. Not terrorism.
Is that something that the FBI will do, John, just to try to, put a guard around them until they find out more information? Or do you think that they are perhaps in some of these cases really trying to be a bit deceptive?
No, I don't think they're trying to be deceptive. I don't think they have a... I think the American public does not understand. The Counterterrorism Division of the FBI is catastrophically clueless about the real threat, specifically the Islamic movement and the Marxist movement in the United States, what they each are doing and how they're working together. Clueless. And the evidence, if some of your listeners are like, well, that's a little harsh, and I want to be clear, I know a lot of agents in the FBI. They're great people, friends of mine, and they work extremely hard, and there are thousands of agents that work extremely hard. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're still, organizationally, the Counterterrorism Division, catastrophically clueless about the threat. And here's my evidence of that. Number one, there's zero training in the FBI that teaches the agents the things that UTT teaches law enforcement. And 100% of the time when we go around the country and present, there are almost always federal agents in the room, often they're FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force personnel, and 100% of the time, at the end of the three-day program, they will say, number one, we've never heard this information, and number two, we believe it's critical to protecting our community. That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. So when people jump, you know, or try, although people – I think are afraid to really come at us. Nobody's coming at us hard for our assessment because, look, we have a track record. We have a very lengthy track record of nailing it when nobody else has nailed it. And I think that in this case, as it stands, as you and I are talking right now, please tell me, what's another viable assessment of this attack?
That's right.
Based on just, I'm talking about based on facts, not all this stuff that's floating around. Just hard, concrete facts. A jihadi operation is the most viable, you know, assessment.